Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to At the Wire. Sunday evening, everyone, and you're tuned in to At the Wire. I am Eddie the Hat. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday, November 8th, 2020. And, folks, another very successful weekend has been completed at Del Mar. And to add to the excitement, we had some really solid Breeders' Cup races Friday and Saturday. Folks, I got to tell you, two horses that really, really stood out watching the races on Friday and Saturday. The first was our local Gamine, who just absolutely destroyed a very quality field in the filly and mare sprint. And, folks, you know, I said it on the show on Saturday morning that I figured she was going to bounce back, and she did. She had a decent run, but kind of a not her typical flash in the Kentucky Oaks. She ran a good third, but, folks, she showed every bit of what she is, quality, class, on Saturday. Congratulations to Bob Baffert and Michael Lund Peterson, who owns her. And Velasquez gave her a stellar ride, $4.20. The other horse that really stood out, in my opinion, was the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. And this was taken by Glass Slipper at a very overlaid price of $22.40. And just unbelievable acceleration coming between horses. She was, albeit aided a little bit by some traffic trouble through the stretch by a couple of other rivals. But, hey, take nothing away from her effort, because she found daylight, split horses, and one going away at 22.40. So a very, very nice performance by this quality filly by Dream Ahead. And she came, of course, by way of France and Ireland, competing overseas, and was ready to strut her stuff on Saturday. As far as the racing goes at Del Mar, we had some a three-day week, and we're back to normal with that. And first, let's head down to the paddock and give you the updated jockey and trainer standings as they are through this evening. And just a quick reminder, this segment is brought to you by GMV Art. And if you're looking for an illustrator, a graphic designer, or any other artistic needs, check out GMV Art. And, well, I got to tell you, folks, it's a very, very unique artistry. And check out their website. You can check out their unique style, point of view, various merchandise, and also custom commissioned pieces. So check them out, GMV_art. On Instagram, or visit their website at www.giovannivelis.com. Tell them the Hat sent you. All right, as far as the jockey standings, Abel Cedillo continues to lead the way with 9. Mike Smith and Tiago Pereira are tied with 5. Then we have Ricardo Gonzalez and Tyler Bays with 4, and Juan Hernandez with 3 wins. Turn the page. We'll head over to the trainer standings. We have Pete Miller, Bob Baffert, and Doug O'Neill leading the way with 4. Richard Mandela, Richard Baltos with 3. And then the following trainers with 2 wins, Mike McCarthy, Carla Gaines, and Manuel Ortiz Sr., who is having 1 hell of a meet right now at the early Del Mar meeting. Leading the race for the winning the top owners, we have Perry and Ramona Bass leading the way with 2. And then we have a syndicate of SF Racing, Starlight Racing, Madec Stables, Goganda Stables, Sienna Farm, and Robert Masterson also with 2, and Tim Bankers with 2 as well. So congratulations to everybody's name that was mentioned, because you're having a pretty decent meet, or pretty decent start, rather, at Del Mar. Okay, let's get to the horses that kind of impressed us at Del Mar this week. We're going to start with Friday's card, and this was November 6th. And I'll tell you, if there was any doubt as to Tyler Bayes' ability, folks, check out his ride here on Coalinga Road. Came through on the inside, and really an impressive ride and an impressive win by this horse. And certainly looked ever much the best here. Galloped out strongly at $6 even for trainer Carla Gaines. And we expect that this horse is going to run well back when the son of Quality Road. Wow. Okay. Son of Quality Road comes back at Del Mar, and he's kept his Del Mar. He's now 2 for 2 at Del Mar. So obviously he likes the track at Del Mar. And then we head to the sixth race, and we're going to talk about Cherry City here. Mark Glatt, very impressive winner here. But the main horse that we're going to circle and follow is a debuting son of Golden, or daughter of Golden Sense, rather, Coco Sense. This was the four horse. Just kind of looked like he needed, or she needed this race here. She'd been working well. She's got good turf breeding. And I think this was a real good education for her. So we're going to put a circle around Coco Sense and follow her back in her next start. The seventh race, and this was also on Friday, the Golden State Juvenile. This was a $150,000 stakes race, and September Secret surprised everybody at $28.60. Ricky Gonzalez was on board this Peter Miller trainee, and she is now 1-3 of 6, 50% win percentage. Not bad, huh? And we're going to follow her back when she surfaces again. Keep in mind, this was a cowbred race, restricted, so kind of be a little bit careful when she comes back and open next time. But if she definitely runs against cowbreds, she's one of some quality, and I don't think you're going to get 28.60 on her again. Saturday, Anaconda, a debuting colt here by Pioneer of the Nile for Richard Mandela under Drayden Van Dyke. And this horse was certainly a very nice looking debut winner here. Five furlongs on the grass. And we really liked the way this horse accelerated late. He had been working well up to his debut, and $4, no secret, obviously, but I know Drayden was quite high of this horse after the race, and we're definitely going to follow Anaconda, the son of Pioneer of the Nile, to see what he does. Now, I know sometimes it's kind of easy to fall in love with a horse that breaks his maiden, especially when they debut and breaks their maiden, but you really don't know what you've got. And I think that kind of leads to a little bit of the excitement. You find out what really when they face winners for the first time, that's when you get an indication of just how good a particular horse is. The fifth race, Saturday, Nasruddin, $17.40, making her second start, the daughter of Nyquist, was making her second start for Mike McCarthy, $17.40. And if you drew a line through her debut, as Hondo suggested on the show on Saturday morning, he got back 17.40 as she was back versus fillies in this race on Saturday. Seventh race, Golden State Juvenile, and this was also run on Saturday. And Good Whiz People, $6.20. Nice looking win here from the Peter Miller Barn under Ricky Gonzalez. And now we're going to turn to today's races. In the fourth race here, we had a horse here, folks, that I'm going to tell you about right now. Keep an eye on Santos to Wilson. This was a son of genealogist who was scratched prior to his effort here in the fourth race. This horse really impressed us in his last race on October 3rd, and he is on our horse to watch list. He was scratched here. Keep an eye on him when he resurfaces. Not sure as to actual reason why he was declared, but we're going to look into that a little bit this evening, possibly tomorrow, and try to find out why. But Santos to Wilson is a horse that needs to be followed. And unfortunately, he was 12-1 on the morning line, so we didn't get the chance to see what he was going to do. But we're gonna check on him back next time. In the sixth race, interesting horse here, Michaeliska, or Michaelska, I guess. The seven horse. Caught our eye in the warm-up. Now, this was a horse that we didn't give any look-see at all. He had been working okay, or the daughter of Jimmy Creed. She had been working okay, but nothing that really jumped off the page. But what we caught in the warm-up was in the post-parade, she broke off, and the jockey Juan Hernandez gave her a really rigorous warm-up. He was moving her up and down the backstretch, turning her around, breaking off with her, and really got her loose. And boy, I'll tell you, she ran very well in this win here at $33.40. Was drawn off late. Maybe this is one that got by us, like it got by everybody else at that price. But let's keep an eye on her, and we're talking about Michaeliska, the seven horse in the sixth today. And I know I've butchered that name, but just check out in the sixth race, the seven horse. And let's keep an eye on her when she comes back. As far as the seventh race goes today, this was the Betty Grable. A very nice, impressive win here by Mo Cal. Was able to draw off under Flavion Pratt and win here at $11.80 and held off the popular three-year-old filly Warren's Showtime, who was second in that race. And then finally, we're going to go to the eighth race here, and this was a nice-looking win by Independence Hall. Michael McCarthy, trainer, Mike Smith, the jock, $5.60. And if you look at what this horse had been competing against, it was a pretty generous $5.60, if you ask us. The son of Constitution got the job done and has now won four of six races. Definitely, this is one to keep an eye on when he comes back. Okay, that's going to do it for this evening. Those were the horses that impressed us this past weekend at Del Mar, and we look forward to talking to you again on Thursday morning for At the Quarter Pole, which airs from 6:30 a.m. until 7 a.m., and also racing does resume at Del Mar on Friday with First Post at 12:30. Have a great rest of your Sunday evening. This is Eddie the Hat, and we'll be talking to you again soon.